mockery rocks. Two operatives were charged in connection with false robocalls that aimed to dissuade black residents in Detroit and other U.S. cities from voting by mail, Michigan's attorney general announced. Jacob Wall, 22 years of age, and Jack Berkman, 54, each face 4 felony counts in Detroit for using a computer to commit crimes. Attorney General Dana Nisal said. The calls falsely warned residents of Detroit and other cities in at least 4 other states that they should not vote by mail in the November 3rd election, or they could be subjected to arrest, debt collection, and forced vaccination. Vaccination? Why would that be brought up? But that's what the Attorney General of the state said, Miss Nessel. The men who have a history of staging hoaxes and spreading lies about various people in politics in America and government officials are not in custody, and no date has been given for their arraignment. Nessel, spelled N-E-S-S-E-L, said her office would work with local law enforcement to secure the appearances of the two men, saying they could face arrest and extradition or could voluntarily travel to the state of Michigan to face charges. The charges carry the potential for years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. And it's not part of the story I'm telling you from Associated Press writer Ryan J. Foley, but I might say that the President of the United States has not offered to bail them out, not offered to pay their legal fees. Nessel's office warned the public about the calls and launched the investigation back in August after thousands of Detroit residents received such calls. The pair was behind 85,000 such calls nationwide, including nearly 12,000 in Detroit's 313 area code, Nessel said. Similar calls also blanketed urban pockets of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, and New York, she said. She encouraged anyone who received such calls to file a complaint with her office. These are two Americans, not anyone from St. Petersburg. And you know when I say St. Petersburg, I'm talking about that city in that other country nowhere in the USA. Hey, hey, hey. Yes, I am Patrick Boggs. Sometimes people call me Rocky's dad. And this podcast is referred to as Mockery Rocks. I hope I don't get too much material from the online magazine Slate, SLATE.com. But this guy by the name of Ben Mathis Lilly tells us a few things about what we might have somehow overlooked. And that's sort of what I am into. I mean, the things that people overlook. Let's see, for example, the two most relevant scientific officials in the executive branch of government overseen by the candidate known as Donald Trump
are wrong
about when coronavirus vaccine will be ready, according to Trump. Moderator Chris Wallace asked Trump why he has been saying a vaccine is weeks away, despite the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the director of the White House's Operation Warp Speed Vaccine Task Force both saying a vaccine will likely not be ready to distribute widely until next summer. Of course, the president says he disagrees with anyone who is rational. And here is another thing that some people overlooked. Insulin is nearly free now. When the moderator pointed out at the debate correctly that Trump has never proposed a replacement for the Affordable Care Act health care system, that he is always trying to just eliminate it, Trump responded that he is cutting drug prices. Then said the following, insulin. It was destroying families. Destroying people. The cost. I'm getting it for so cheap, it's like water. You want to know the truth? So cheap. But then, according to the medical news site Stat, insulin still retails for roughly $300 a vial. To make the president tell the truth, we have to say that it was likely referring to a limited price cap plan his administration put in place that covers a fraction of seniors enrolled in certain pricey private insurance plans. Pricey means overpriced. Another little thing that could be overlooked is cars are too expensive because they have too many computers in them. The quote from the president, the car has gotten so expensive because they have computers all over the place, Trump said. During a discussion of rolling back fuel efficiency standards, the fact checker or the writer named Ben cannot find any coverage online of excessive computer insertion into any cars that would be driving up prices. Additionally, Trump's related claim that relaxing fuel efficiency standards will make cars cheaper runs into the reality that if you buy a cheaper car with lower fuel efficiency, you end up spending more on gas. Consumer Reports calculated that Trump's rollbacks will end up costing consumers an average of $2,100 per new car purchase. As you might know from past episodes of this podcast, I am in favor of phasing out all cars by regulating the dealers that run exclusively on fossil fuels. They should be either electric or hybrid, and you should be able to accomplish that. I'm talking to the American government, the Congress. And you should be able to accomplish that in a certain number of years. I address the Congress, legislators and regulators, you should be able to accomplish it within a certain number of years, and that certain number should be less than 10. Another thing left over from the debate that the Slate writer points out, Europeans live in fireproof forest cities. Trump denied that the ongoing West Coast fires are related to climate change and said they wouldn't be happening if Americans, like the Europeans who live in forest cities, were more vigilant about forest management. In Europe, they live. Their forest cities, they're called forest cities. They maintain their forest. They manage their forest. I was with the head of a major country. It's a forest city. Sir, we have trees that are far more. They ignite more easily than California. There shouldn't be a problem. It's not clear which head of which country the president was referring to, or which city might have been a forest city. But he was referring to something in 2018. He baffled officials in Finland by asserting that they prevent forest fires by raking the forest floor. In other places, at other times, he seemed to want to make clear that what he meant by forest management is giving more permits to the logging industry. One more item from the same writer in Slate. The president can and should order the extrajudicial assassination of U.S. citizens. Of course, that was not talked about in the debate. The writer said it that way because it was alluded to on the subject of protesters and accompanying violence. A pet theme of the Trump re-election campaign. The moderator, Chris Wallace, set out to press Biden on whether he was reluctant to call out the National Guard when Biden argued that Trump's federal intervention in Portland, Oregon, had made things worse. The president jumped in to boast about his performance. I sent in the U.S. Marshals to get the killer of a young man in the middle of the street, and they shot him. There's something to be proud of. Americans shooting Americans dead. That's me talking, not the writer. Back to the writer. For 3 days, Portland didn't do anything. Again, the writer is quoting the president. I sent in the U.S. Marshals. The business the president was referring to was the killing of Michael Forrest Reynolds, a suspect in the shooting of a far-right protester in Portland. After initial reports that Reynolds had died in a gun battle with the authorities, one witness told reporters he was clutching a cell phone, didn't have a gun when the marshals opened fire on him without warning. Going against all normal police procedures. Americans killing Americans. And the president applauds it. I want to thank you so much for listening to this Rock of Mockery. Mockery Rocks will be exclusively on Patreon, so you will not be able to subscribe or download except through Patreon in about a month. Shut up, 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 shut up.